Recorded Books presents Walk of Shame by Avery Flynn. Narrated by Robert Hatchett and Savannah Peachwood. At Entangled, we want our readers to be well-informed. If you would like to know if this book contains any elements that might be of concern for you, please check the book's webpage for details. entangledpublishing.com/books/walk-of-shame. For anyone who feels like they are about to faceplant right into the ass crack of life, oof, that's gonna hurt. But you've got this. I hear romance books help. Oh, look, you've got one in your hand or ear, or someone amazing is holding your phone and tapping it to turn the page so you don't have to. Excellent. Look at you. Your life is about to make a turnaround worthy of a romance protagonist. Way to go. Also, this one goes out to Mr. Oreo himself, Samuel J. Porcello. He invented the white cream filling in the Oreo, but only ate them occasionally, the horror, and didn't dunk his Oreos in milk, the tragedy. Despite those sad life errors on his part, I couldn't have written this book without the deliciousness he created. Thanks, Sam. Hashtag Team Double Stuff. Yes, I have had a lot of coffee today. Why do you ask? XOXO, Avery. Chapter 1. 5 years ago. What kind of asshole would dump his fiancé via FaceTime minutes before their wedding ceremony was about to begin? That wasn't the kind of question Astrid O'Malley had ever thought to ask herself, especially not when her best friend was fastening the 82 million buttons going up the back of Astrid's wedding dress, which hadn't been worn since her mom walked down the aisle. She hadn't considered it when she'd lifted her mimosa glass and blinked back tears. Never trust waterproof mascara against the power of bridal tears. When her dad ended his pre-ceremony toast by telling her that her mom was with her in spirit and would be so proud of the woman she'd become. It hadn't even been a flicker of an idea when Tig Jones's face had popped up on her phone screen as an incoming FaceTime call. Instead of an uneasy feeling of, oh fuck, taking her stomach down to her toes, she dipped into the attached bathroom of the New Orleans First Methodist Sunday School classroom, where the bridal party was doing last-minute makeup touch-ups. Holding her million-mile veil, going by what her dad had told her growing up and the pictures she'd seen, restraint had never been her mom's style. She'd popped in her earbuds as she stood in front of the child-sized sink and aimed her phone camera at the mirror that only captured her from the boobs down before hitting join call. She set her glass down on the counter, accidentally, on purpose, leaning forward to give Tig a better view of how good her boobs looked in this dress, and asked, "If you can't see my face, that doesn't count as really seeing me, right?" Hockey players were a superstitious bunch, something that had definitely rubbed off on Astrid since she'd practically grown up rinkside as her dad moved from job to job, culminating with his current stint as the Cajun Rage's head coach. There was no reason to jinx her and Tig's marriage before it began by ignoring the old wives' tale that it was bad luck for the groom to see the bride before the big event. When Tig didn't answer, she crossed her fingers to ward off any curses and looked down at her screen. She could only see her soon-to-be husband from the waist up, but it was enough to knock her knees out. Astrid went down hard, her ass landing on the very short and thankfully close-lidded kiddie toilet. Instead of the tux he'd picked out for their wedding, Tig was wearing a blue t-shirt with a Harbor City Ice Knights hockey logo on it and a baseball cap pulled down low on his face. Her brain was trying to work out why the Cajun Rage's star goalie would be wearing the team's arch-nemesis's merch when she realized he was sitting in front of a window overlooking the New Orleans airport tarmac. Realization sucked the air out of her lungs like a souped-up shop vac. He wasn't coming. "Astrid, babe, I wish the deal the Ice Knights offered me to play for them hadn't been so good, but it is. I had to take it," Tig said as a single, perfectly timed tear slid down his cheek. "The catch is, I have to leave today, right now. They want me between the pipes for tomorrow's game. My flight boards in half an hour."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?